host back on the Boss Man Show. Special guest at the DMV, Zara Reeves, going to the real HU, I'm told, not the other HU. So, how's the DMV, the Mecca, to buy her businesses, what she has going on. So, folks, Zara's with us. How you doing, Zara?
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. It's spring. Spring is here. The sap is flying through the air, and my car's green as it can be right now.
Yes, the pollen is. Whew, I'm not ready.
I hear that. So let me ask you this: what made you decide to want to be an entrepreneur and start your own businesses, start your own brands?
Okay, so essentially, like, you know how it's always, you always can see, like, a problem in the community. Like, you kind of see, like, wow, I could do something this way. Or, you know, if I was in charge, I would do it this way. And I decided, like, I'm done kind of taking a backseat role to making my dreams happen. If I want to do something, why not affect change personally when I can do it myself? So at first, my first endeavor was For Management, which is also known as For the Brand. It's a up-and-coming modeling agency here in the Maryland area. We take models from all over, being that I do go to Howard. I do interact with models from New York, Atlanta. So I kind of have, like, the big spectrum of models. And I was like, that was my first endeavor. And then I also have a clothing brand and a party promotion / women's empowerment group as well. So
no doubt. Now, back in my early years, I used to manage models back in my, wow, that had to be how many years ago? I don't want to tip off, but like 15 years ago.
Hey, listen.
back in the day, and the model game has changed. Because now, I'm not trying to pass cast personal for anybody, but you know, strippers now and girls who are OnlyFans girls now claim model. So the word model's been kind of convoluted and conflated now. To how are you runway? Are you doing it this or show? So, like, how do you help your models at your agency determine that actually models are not other things claiming underneath the umbrella of model?
Okay. I feel like I kind of embrace all different lanes of modeling because, like you said, modeling is not just what we think, what it used to be. Runway, skinny, 5'10" models, you know, it's definitely expanded. The market is now hot for all types of models, influencers, TikTok, even like whatever occupation you do is kind of like you can be a model in your own lane. I kind of capitalize upon all of that. I specialize in runway, commercial, and influencer talent. So I kind of like take all the lanes and kind of make it the best of both worlds because there's even influencers attending the Met Gala. Like, it's no longer strictly you got to be a model, got to be signed to an agency, and then boom, you can come from any lane. You could be a normal person one day, go viral on TikTok, and the next minute you're meeting Nicki Minaj. So I kind of capitalized upon all of that because the word model is not just one thing anymore. It's multiple different things.
No doubt. I remember back in the day, it was just one way to go. It was like
one way.
It was either you be in a video,
do
club shows, red carpets, or photo shoots with maybe or not maybe guys who love them up and up. So I remember all those calls when I said, this dude legit, he is trying to get some free pictures to know the jerk off to.
Literally, that's how it is though. A lot of photographers,
I had to vet these dudes out. Like, are you a slick sucker trying to get some women on the slide? Is you a slick sucker?
Yeah, and a lot of them, even now, I think it's actually even become even more harder to kind of like differentiate between the two because, you know, photographers, they see somebody trying to get to fame and see people blowing up on TikTok, they want to jump and be like, oh, I see, kind of, you know, capitalize upon the desperation and the eagerness to be famous, and they kind of take advantage. And so that's why I'm here, to kind of like be that in between, like, you know, vet them out first before the model.
The middle woman, per se.
Yeah.
I want to go back to when I was starting. I remember it was just Twitter back then, Twitter and Facebook. Tumblr back in
Tumblr.
The day.
Oh, wow. I remember those days. I had a Tumblr.
Like, look, I'm old enough to remember Facebook was only people who was in college. I'm old enough to remember those days where if you didn't have a college ID, you couldn't get on Facebook.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yes,
know.
back in 04 when it
Oh.
came out, like, yeah, you didn't have a my insert EDU email address.
Yeah.
You couldn't get on Facebook back in the day.
Oh, I didn't see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, then Twitter came in my senior year, and then all this stuff came behind it, like
That's it.
Tumblr. Like, yeah, hell, I was on Black Planet. That's probably before your time. Black Planet.
I was saying, I'm not
I,
into it, but
MySpace was when I was,
yeah, I know my face.
yeah. You need to Google Black Planet. That
I'm
was.
gonna Google it. I'm gonna look that up. I'm curious because, you know, I love to know about social media and all aspects. So I'm gonna look it up
Yeah, Black. It
for
was
sure.
Facebook, Black Planet, MySpace.
I know my space.
And it was the, and then Twitter came in 09, so yeah, like back then we had trios, sidekicks, and blackberries.
Okay, I know blackberries. I know black. I know blackberries for sure.
Yeah, so like yeah, that's how long I've been in this entertainment game. I saw all of those different kind of phones back in the day. Like it was
Yeah.
crazy. So for now, do you model yourself? Or you just the middle woman? You do shoots as well, or you just the middle woman?
So that's kind of actually another reason why I kind of got into it, because I did modeling, you know, not necessarily runway, but a lot of like brand shoots, like, hey, can you shoot for me? Like, I see your platform. Hey, like, can I get you in a shoot? Blah, blah, blah. And I realized that there was something really, really wrong, because especially in the area that I'm in, and like you said, as modeling is becoming such a wide thing, it's kind of like the rules are kind of changing. So, like, you know, a lot of under the table contracts. And so a lot of the times when I'd model, it'd be like, oh yeah, you model, but I wouldn't get anything. I wouldn't get paid. I wouldn't get free clothes. It
It
was just
was
like,
exposure, right?
yeah.
The
It was, oh
exposure.
yeah, you're getting,
I remember those deals too.
yeah. A lot of, oh yeah, no, you're not getting free anything, but you get exposure. And you know, for a while I would do it because, you know, I was just new. I'm like, oh hey, you know what? I just want to, you know, shoot for fun, have content. But then I realized, like, this is a very common experience for a lot of models who are trying to take it very seriously, and they're not getting paid. They're not getting any type of real promo. So I was like, yeah, it's time to change the game. It can't work. So I kind of like took a break with modeling, because I realized, like, I'm done kind of doing like the free jobs, the free, not even getting the free hoodie. Like, that's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah,
So,
you wear these clothes, but you don't get to keep them.
but you don't
Like
want me to keep them. That's crazy.
this, trust me, this has been a game for years. I've saw this in my old days being a
Yeah.
manager. I know all too well. I would say she don't get no money or no gear, no shoot.
No shoot.
You pick what you gonna do. Money, gear, or no shoot.
Absolutely.
Cause I wasn't playing. Like I took it as my job to protect these women from these predators.
Absolutely.
Cause I said, are you probably going to your little lab playing with yourself? You sick bastard.
Because
That's what I said
what
to
else? I don't get anything else about free. Like, it's all free for
Like
me.
you seen her hair, you talking about oil up a leg. Is this a porno shoot, idiot?
Or
Yeah, so trust and believe. I've been down that path you speak of. See me as a man being able to push back, they back down.
yeah, but it's
And
definitely harder
they
as a
look at
fellow
you like,
woman.
forget her. Well,
Yeah.
I'm not gonna back down to
Yeah. Like, they
her.
think they can, and the thing is, like, they don't know that I know what I'm doing. So they're kind of just like, oh no, we can finesse, or it's not that serious. And no, I'm like, no, it's not gonna work. Not
Yeah,
here.
like, yeah, they start talking about oiling up, man. Why? Why should he oil it up for? Like, what is this about? Are you
Yeah, no, and that's still happening, and it's even worse now. It's running rampant. A lot of these photographers only shoot naked women, and it's like, what's that about?
Because
Why?
I tell my moms now, I said, I can't post you a picture of you half naked. And it because it messes with me and my brain. You have
Yeah.
to have some closed shots. Now, if you're, I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but I have to pay bills and I
Yeah.
can't post your bare ass on my
Hey, this is bad for business, especially being a higher, I'm also a student. So it's like trying to keep both images as clean as possible. Like, I can manage you. And of course, I'm not opposed to, you know, women empowerment and showing off the body, but it's like, that's not the only thing that's here. You know what I'm saying? It's not the only thing that you can sell. So I'd rather not every day. It can't be every day naked shoots and whatnot. So
100%. You gotta tell them that, like, because I tell women this all the time. I say, look, your body can is gonna eventually gravity gonna take over.
yeah.
Babies, marriage, gravity. So you always been going to see the surgeon to keep this up. If you just so
videos,
you gotta have something to offer more, because then I say this: you can't get mad with a man when it comes to you about your body when all you show him is your body.
Understandably so. I feel like with that though, like, there still has to be some level of respect regardless. Like, you know, there are models who, they dabble and that's their way, OnlyFans, and that's what they do. Like, that's all they do. And it's like, you know, if that's what you do, understand you still deserve their same respect as anybody else.
I agree with that, but you know how dudes are. Dudes are going to still, like, this is my thing. If you present a certain thing, when that comes at you, you can't, and they get mad. You can't expect them to be respectful like you and I would be, right? They're gonna do what they see. They're gonna come at you thirsty. They're gonna get a lot of pictures of they little small Peters in your DMs. And like, cause trust me, girls come to me all the time. I'm like, well, let me look at your page. I see naked, 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 halfway not naked, naked. So what he's making with you? Yeah, so I agree he's wrong, but you have to present something more than just that. And then you getting these pictures you don't want to get. I respect the game, but I know at the same time, because see, I'm not wired that way, but most dudes are wired differently. They say, I'm going to be, ooh, loo. Like, so yeah, so I just want women to be empowered and know that they're more than just their bodies. Because I know how Negroes act when they see it. You know, but I'm glad you're trying to help them out, because I know being in your shoes years ago, I know how it is. And it sucks that try to, because so many people have an ulterior motive, which in this game, which is awful. Now, like I said, you at Howard, you at the Mecca. So what's your major?
I am a health science major. Yep.
And so you're trying to be, is it like what Fauci does, research viruses?
Absolutely. Honestly, yeah, that's kind of the lane I'm going to. I'm more heavily like clinical and research work as opposed to being a doctor. I like being behind the scenes. Like, for example, the statistics that are out there, I want to help change them by starting with what medical professionals learn. So Black women are 3 times as likely, like I tell this to everybody, because this statistic is kind of wild to me, but Black women are 3 times as likely to die during childbirth as opposed to any other race. And a lot of it stems back to what people are learning when they're in medical school, what a lot of the textbooks have. A lot of the textbooks only depict white women or white men. The diagrams are white women, white men, their makeup, their build. And a lot of the narrative is, oh, black individuals or those of color should be treated differently based on, because you know, they experience pain differently. That's a very well-known connotation, yes. And it's not true at all, but it's for some reason it's taught in these medical schools, and I want to help research disprove that immediately. So that's kind of what I do, the clinical, the research, just beating the books, trying to change the narrative in all these textbooks that are being made, because it's absolutely not acceptable at all.
Oh yes, I've seen it firsthand. They don't want to give Black women epidurals, no, or opioids or strong medicine.
It's bad.
Oh yes, trust me, I've seen it. And thank God you can do. Yeah, the mortality rate between Black women and white women is just ridiculous, and
getting worse. Yeah, it's really bad.
Like, I don't understand it. And then I know in the South here, they push women towards, I guess, hysterectomies to sterilize them more so than white women. I know a girl 31 years old got sterilized. I'm like, you let them sterilize you 31 years old? My fibroids is treatable.
Yeah.
Fibroids are treatable. Not
the way the care, especially like from white female nurses and doctors, it's deplorable.
No doubt. No doubt. You're also involved in your community. So tell me about your community service work that you all have going up there in the DMV.
Yes, so I've always been involved in the community since I was in middle school. I've always been a mentor. First and foremost, I love the kids. I am a mentor. I've been a mentor for almost 10 years now. I'm currently involved in an organization on my campus that is true and near to my heart, that has provided me with the opportunity to be a mentor to wonderful DC residents and DC kids. And it's so inspirational because they're so young and I love doing it. I also volunteer at our local, they help the homeless. It's called Thrive DC. It's a wonderful organization in DC that kind of like helps them with their mail, getting them occupations, getting them safe housing and whatnot. So I kind of help down there like once or two times a month. So that's definitely something. And my biggest accomplishment this year has also been starting in one of 8 founders to create Girls Next Door, which is a women's empowerment movement. We have all experienced a lot of hardships, especially with dealing with men. In the DMV, a lot of the big like occupations and whatnot are heavily populated by men. And we kind of wanted to change the narrative. Like, we wanted to be like, no, girls can do it too. Hence the name Girls Next Door. We also throw events, but our main focus is also community service. Right now we're doing a clothing drive to help women in our neighborhood. So we're doing that and donating to our local church. And we plan to do a lot of more initiatives in the future. So that's what I do every day. I love the community. I always want to give back in any way that I can.
No doubt, because the DMV is, like Atlanta's, going to be becoming less Black, unfortunately, due to gentrification.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It's
also like the PG area, yeah, but...
Yeah, PG is the bourgeoisie Negroes. Yeah. Those are the exceptional Negroes. Yeah. Hey, I've been out there. I was like, yeah, you Negroes, I see what y'all own. You the bourgeoisie Negroes. So, this is what I want you to do when you're on campus. Now, I'll ask you this all offline, but I'm going to say this on air. What are your thoughts about Dr. Greg Carr? Do you ever met him yet? What are your thoughts about this man?
I love him because I feel like, especially at Howard, a lot of things are kind of like sheltered and like secretive. So like, he kind of like gives you that like straight up, he doesn't mince his words. He makes sure he knows, like, even though I have not had the pleasure of having him as my teacher, I've had the pleasure with interacting with him via social media, and he does not mince his words. And it's kind of inspirational because it's like, you can be in a position of power or a position of authority and still be true to yourself. You don't have to, you know, he's true to himself regardless. And it's very inspirational to see. He's very funny. So it's always a good time.
Yeah. So do you watch his show with Karen Hunter? Do you watch
that? I have not watched his show. I've only seen kind of like his lectures that he gives via like his classes and then his Twitter presence. But I have not had the pleasure of watching his show yet, though.
If you watch that in class of car with Karen Hunter on Saturdays,
it will change. I need to
change the
I
way you to. Think.
Okay.
And Dr. Carr, his brother Jeff Carr, and I have something in common. We all went to the same school, Tennessee State University.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, we all TSU Tigers. Now this is on date Dr. Carr, but I don't care. He graduated the year I was born.
Sorry, Dr. Carr, I didn't know. I didn't say it.
So, the year he graduated, until he said, the year I was born. I was born 2 months before he graduated. I'll put it like that.
Oh, wow.
I'm a March baby, so yeah. He graduated in May, but yeah. I was born 2 months before he graduated from college. So, when I tell him that, it's funny that, I said, we intersect that way. I was born and you just graduated. So, you know.
He's gone, yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, we went to the same school, Tennessee State University, HBCU love. So, yes. Now, do you go to Howard football games and basketball games at Burr Gymnasium? Do you go to those games?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I attend them.
Now, let me ask you about my man, Coach Blakeney. Do you like the way he dresses?
I do. I feel like in general, like a lot of the sports teams and the coaches, they all look very dapper, very sharp. They have like a dress code, especially the football players too. Like they arrive to, I think they're away games, always wearing suits, always looking very like gentlemen. So
you should bring you and your girls down to Atlanta. Howard plays in Atlanta against Alabama State in late August.
Late August? Okay. Oh, football, right?
Yes. Scott's a friend of mine. Football coach, friend of mine, Coach Scott. So I said, Howard, I'm a friend of the Bison, the Howard
honorary Bison.
Yes, the Howard Bison are my friends. So, but yes, so tell the people how they can find you and your businesses on Instagram, okay, Twitter, and all those social media sites, so they can make sure they get in contact with you and your group and help you all do what you do.
Okay. On social media, my name is Zara Alicia. So that's my first name, Z-A-R-A-H, Alicia, A-L-Y. CIA. So not Alicia Keys, but what it is, but with a Y. My brand page is For the Brand. So it's the word for the brand with a 4 as an A. Those are my two big pages, and they also have links to all my other social media. So that is how you can connect with me. I also have a LinkedIn, Zara Reed, so you want to connect professionally on the health science level. So very straightforward.